Introduction to Guru Ramana, His Living Presence by Swami Ramananda Saraswati. Swami Ramananda Saraswati, formerly Sri T.N. Venkatraman, President of Sri Ramanashramam, has provided the following introduction to the recently released Guru Ramana video. On an elevated spot, with the majestic Arunachala mountain ascending in the background, the Swami gives this modest summary of his own remarkable life, overlaid with archival photos, movies and music. It has been 50 years since the Mahanirvana of Bhagavan Sri Ramana Maharshi. I had the rare good fortune of being present on the night of April 14, 1950, when a brilliant star slowly sailed across the sky at the very moment the Maharshi took his last mortal breath. Even more than this, my destiny has been uniquely connected to the Maharshi from my birth. My father, Nagasundaram Iyer, was the younger brother of Sri Bhagavan. Not long after I was born, my mother passed away, and when I was 3 years old, my father took sannyas and joined Sri Bhagavan and their mother Aragamma at Skandashramam. I was then lovingly raised by Bhagavan's sister Alamelu and her husband Sri Pichu Iyer. Since they had no children of their own and none of my father's brothers had any issues, I became the only remaining descendant in my family's line. As a child, I was brought to Thiruvannamalai 2 or 3 times each year to see Bhagavan, my father and grandmother Aragamma when she was still living. Sometimes I was left in the care of Bhagavan and stayed overnight in the ashram. Like a mother, he would put me to sleep at night and then wake and wash me in the morning. My life flowed on smoothly. I was married in 1929. All my 7 children were brought to Bhagavan soon after their birth, and he was pleased to bless them by giving them their names. With Sri Bhagavan's consent and blessings, I was requested in 1938 to move to Thiruvannamalai and assist my father, Sri Niranjananda Swami, in managing the ashram. After my father was absorbed in Sri Bhagavan in 1953, I succeeded him as the ashram manager and president. In all humility, I can say that Bhagavan has showered on me incredible grace and blessings from my birth to this very day. In 1984, my wife Nagalakshmi attained the holy feet of Sri Bhagavan. I continued serving in the ashram until 1994, at which time I resigned, handed over the presidency of the ashram to my eldest son, Sri V.S. Ramanan, and took the vows of sannyas. I now live a quiet life in the ashram, remembering the holy presence of the Master and thanking him for his innumerable blessings on me and all his devotees the world over. After the Maharishi's Mahanirvana, we published many reminiscences about Bhagavan, written by devotees who moved closely with him. These books are a valuable testimony to the ever-present divine personality of the Master. What you are now about to see is yet another testimony to the living presence of Sri Ramana Maharshi. You will hear from the lips of those who had the wonderful privilege of living under the watchful, loving eye of Sri Maharshi. I have known these devotees since I came here in 1938. We were like one family, and Bhagavan was our father, mother, our everything. He continues to attract sincere devotees to him from all over the world as he lives, not only here in Sri Ramanashramam, but in the hearts of all.